When it comes to pure running ability, the man at the head of the class is Jim Brown. His achievements loom larger considering that he ran against defenses working almost exclusively to stop him. Each week, Brown was the bullseye in an 11-man target shoot, a marked man, and yet in 9 professional seasons, he never once missed a game.
If anyone defined how to perfect the running back position, Browns Hall of Famer Jim Brown's name would come to mind. The 9-time Pro Bowler, 8-time rushing champion, and 4-time NFL MVP is now a special advisor to the team. Who wouldn't take the opportunity to pick his brain when it comes to playing the game of football? New backfield mates Ben Tate and Terrence West took full advantage of spending some time with arguably the best running back of all time.
So what would be your makeup if I had to describe you to my partners back home? What do you think your forte is, your best stuff?
Oh, I would say just that passion that I run the ball with. I run the ball hard. I feel like I'm hard to tackle. I think that's one of the biggest things for me. And I also think that, you know, when I get in open space, I do a pretty good job of making people miss.
You like the contact?
Don't mind it at all. Don't mind contact at all. You pick and choose your battles now. I ain't running into guys that's 300 pounds. I like to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Back in the day, you know, when, what were some of your favorite moves or, you know, the move that you had a go-to move that you like to use the most?
Well, see this? And see that? So if I'm coming into a tackle and I drop this shoulder and drop this forearm, I can throw that blow. And I like to do that. I can break tackles by throwing that blow. And when you mention breaking tackles, see, that's one of the statistics that they don't keep. But every great running back has to be able to break tackles once in a while. And because it's not always going to be where you're just running free and, you know, ducking guys. But if you can break those tackles, man, keep those guys from wrapping you up and get that shoulder low enough.
So you used to use that shoulder and that lever kind of protect
that's
your legs.
That's right.
Get them to bounce off.
That's right. Get them to bounce off. See, because if you get low enough and they can't truly get under you and you've got the momentum, then they're going to take some pain and you're going to get 2, 3, 4 more yards.
Yeah.
5 more yards. But if everything is you're just stuttering and deciding which way to go, well, you might have 3 yards and you stutter and he hits you, you damn near lose the 3 yards that you have.
No momentum.
You don't know momentum, see? So
your
momentum with your size and your kind of quickness, you should be very successful in this system we have here.
There are enough challenges that lie ahead for a rookie making the transition to the NFL. Nothing came easy for Terrence West, who grew up in rough parts of Baltimore and walked on to Towson University as a fourth-string running back, eventually becoming the all-time leading rusher at the school. Competing for playing time is just another challenge West plans on conquering.
What's it like when you was playing? Like, what goes through your mind before, like, the game? Like, what goes through your mind?
Well, I tell you something. That's a great question because I had to get rid of everything else except my thoughts. Night before the game, I didn't want to talk to people. I didn't want to lose my concentration. I wanted to prepare myself. And mentally, I wanted to make sure I knew my assignments so that I would never have to hesitate. You know, when you get on the field and you're not sure your assignment,
you
hesitate or you wait, and that does not give you the chance to use the power and that impact that you have when you're sure of what you have to do.
Right.
So my thing was that, and I'll say this to you, I never wanted anyone to outthink me. And I never wanted anyone to outwork me.
Yeah.
So if you're a thinker and if you're a hard worker, then you're going to find success. So what about you? Are you a thinker?
I'm a thinker. I mean, I work hard. I'm also, I compete on all levels. Like you said, it's a mental game and a physical game. And I think I'm successful on both sides. I mean, I just like to win. I just like to win. I like to go to programs where you get to make a big impact.
And now you're with Cleveland
Brown. And now with the Cleveland Brown, now I got a chance. Be next to the guy, the greatest player to ever play this game of football. And it's just a blessing just to be here. It's a blessing.
First time in a while, we have some real fine runners.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think with you and Tate and who that third guy might be, you got a pretty good guy to compete with.
Mm-hmm. I love to compete.
What do you think?
I love to compete.
I love to compete. You're not worried about it?
I'm not worried about nothing. But my job is, my only job is come out here to perform and make it hard for the coaches in that building to see who start on Sundays. That's my job. I only can control what I can control, and that's my performance on the field.
Still to come on Building the Browns, we go four deep with the four new receivers who each have an opportunity to step up on the field. And off the field, they are all about having a good time.
We had a little confession on the way back from our Detroit game, and we're just talking life. And Miles told me he hasn't bought clothes in like 5 years.
Yeah,
he's a grown man.
Anybody got time for that, man?
You got time for that? No, you do have time for that. Yeah. So,